22 questions about your product. Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete, episode number 13. Today is the 21st of January 2021, and I'm your host, Sheila. Thanks for joining us. This episode is brought to you by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for Artificial Intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. Use this 75-question feedback list to answer the most common questions about your product and the right way to ask them. A strategy that keeps this in mind, along with a clear understanding of your customers' needs, will help you get the most out of their feedback and questions, customize the questions for your company and collect them as you get answers, but they can help you create testimonials, videos, questionnaires, surveys, and more. When you ask customers for feedback, make sure you know what they are looking for and adjust the questions accordingly. Prepare for good and bad feedback and have a strategy in place to use the information you receive. Help Scout lets you chat with customers, create self-service content in one place, share your email inboxes with your team, and share photos, videos, and more. In just a few months, Boast has received over 8,000 registrations and enthusiastic customer reviews from its customers. To help you with your sales strategy as a sales consultant, we ask you 24 open and endless sales questions that your team should ask you. To get the information you need to hire top talent, ask yourself these questions about your business, your product, and your customer service experience. The first 5 questions on this list will help you find candidates who share your core beliefs about customer service and the role they play within your organization. These questions should prompt your sales representatives to throw typical product features on the table right at the door, listening to the needs of your prospects. This kind of open, finite, sales questions also allows your prospects to focus on the day-to-day running. It notes that the conversation is geared to their needs from the start and it sets them up for success. Many products live from multiple functions and many companies use the wealth of functions as a selling point. With this question, you can see how often your customers use the product you sell and how much they like it. You can see which products make people happy and which do not. Here are 18 different ways you can ask your customers what they think about your service or product. If your product has a feature that improves your customers' user experience but takes it away from them, this is a question that will draw your attention to whether it is a good or bad feature. There are many different ways to ask your customers for their feedback after a conversation has ended. When a customer interacts with your support team, you can post a survey after resolution asking if they were satisfied with the interaction. You can learn more about answering your favorite questions and find more examples by visiting our guide to how to answer them. As a product manager, it is important that you understand technical concepts and can explain them to others in a simple way. Leading technology companies use technical explanations to assess their employees' ability to communicate their knowledge and understanding of the product. To get an idea of what a technical explanation question looks like, read this list of questions asked in PM interviews with leading technology companies. If you have a question, do you know what information you are looking for and how to ask it? How does it work? They want to make sure that customer feedback is reliable and relevant and that customers feel comfortable to respond honestly. How can you most efficiently experience what you want to be fresh in the minds of your customers? For more practical questions, see our guide to answering questions about product improvement and how to solve them. Even if you have not been confronted with questions about the product you have chosen, it will help you understand how to approach these kinds of questions. Decide what is best for you based on what you want to know and how your business works. You should use the bus method to answer a variation of your favorite question, but ask it in a more specific way, such as in the form of a question about the design of the product or a product feature, to help you identify the various ways you can get questions asked and start preparing. See the list of examples below. FAQ also allow you to track and answer questions that arise in the form of questions about the product or a product function you have defined. This can be helpful if you are building your product and keep track of any questions that need to be answered. By writing a PR-relevant FAQ, you develop your requirements and understand the product better. You can also keep a history of the questions that are asked and answered and add good questions when they occur. This has been Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete. Episode 13. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care.